Welcome to Tales of Tucson,
a series of original radio dramas inspired by the legends, mysteries, and histories of the Sonoran Southwest.
Episodes take place in real locations around southern Arizona. We're blending the real and the fictional.
Tales of Tucson is co-written and co-produced by
Laura Markowitz
and John Vornholt.
And now, Episode 5, The Mysterious Disappearance of Tucson Folk Music Legend, Okra McGee.
Excuse me.
Yes?
You've been watching the crowd like you expect a riot to break out. Let me guess, you're Detective Rodriguez.
And you must be the security chief here at the Tucson Museum of Art.
Jack Jameson.
Good to meet you.
Not to be rude, Detective, but can we make this quick? As you can see, we're really slammed here today at the Tucson Folk Festival.
The last time I attended the festival, all the stages were up at the Presidio.
Well, it's grown. We have two more stages right outside the museum. This one here by the front door, and then through the lobby, and you can get to the patio stage.
I see. It's starting to make more sense.
Oh, what is?
We have a potential situation. Homeland and Interpol are tracking this man, Bernard Carlisle. Have you seen him?
No, I haven't seen him. Who is he?
Carlisle is English, a convicted murderer and art thief. Homeland's face recognition software caught him entering the country through JFK yesterday and flying onto Tucson.
An international art thief in Tucson? It doesn't make sense.
I agree it's unlikely. But the Tucson Folk Festival would be a perfect cover if he has plans on stealing something from your museum.
Sure, but what would he steal? Our jade collection is valuable, but it's no Hope Diamond.
Can you think of any new acquisitions he might be targeting?
Not really. An anonymous donor bequeathed us a painting that could be a Giacometti, but it's unsigned. It's more of a curiosity than anything. It was just delivered, so it hasn't been hung yet.
Could Carlisle be in Tucson for another reason?
Detective, I have to meet with the Folk Festival director up at the Presidio before the performances start.
I'll be up there in a minute. I want to walk the perimeter of the museum.
Checking to see if we locked all the doors?
That, and trying to get inside the mind of an art thief.
Judith! There you are. Randy!
Where do you want those tie-dye vendors to set up?
I don't know.
You don't know? Judith, you always know. You have the clipboard. You're the director of the Tucson Folk Festival.
Don't freak out. They can set up next to the Tucson Clay Co-op.
But the vegan hot dog cart is already there.
Why is that so funny? Why is that so funny?
And what smells so good? Do you smell that? It's really familiar, like something I smelled a long time ago. Maybe back in college?
I'm pretty sure that's weed.
Those guys at the medical marijuana tent weren't supposed to give out samples. I'll go talk to them. Judith, just how long have you been standing there breathing the smoke?
Judith! Focus! You have to meet John McCutcheon down at the museum patio stage for his sound check.
I love John McCutcheon.
He is awesome. I can't believe you were able to book him as a headliner this year.
No, really, Randy. I love John McCutcheon.
Oh my God, you are so stoned.
You know what else I love, Randa Bear?
Randa Bear.
Hot dogs. Let's go eat a lot of hot dogs. A lot. I could eat, like, a lot.
The Folk Festival is just getting started, and you're the one who's supposed to be in charge of all the logistics.
Group hug.
No, group hug. You're useless right now.
I'd better take over the clipboard until you come down. Sit here and try to get back to normal.
I love the Tucson Folk Festival.
Thank the goddess you wrote everything down. Vendors checked in? Check. Stage is set? Check.
Check.
Oh, it says here the String Bean Orchestra needs organic, gluten-free lemonade for the cellist. Ugh, this is gonna be a long day.
Group huggy hug!
Seriously, no hug. Stay here. Pet the tie-dye. Ooh,
I really want to.
Eat a not dog. And Judith, for Goddess's sake, sit far away from the medical Mary Jane booth.
Somebody said Oprah McGee is gonna be here.
I remember seeing him back in 85.
Wow, I want a selfie with him.
She done squashed my heart.
Gets stuck in your head, don't it?
Excuse me, you're a volunteer, right? I see the clipboard.
Yes, can I help you?
Is it true that Oprah McGee is going to make a surprise appearance at the Tucson Folk Festival tonight?
Did someone say Oprah McGee is coming?
That's what I heard.
What?
A guy just said so, and someone else said they saw McGee looking at vinyl at that tent over there.
No, no, no. The Oprah McGee rumor gets started every couple years.
People, please, Oprah McGee is not appearing at the Tucson Folk Festival this year.
No.
As you all know, the Tucson folk music legend disappeared in the 80s.
I saw him back in 85, at the very first Tucson Folk Festival. He was just a scrawny kid with a crummy little guitar.
I was there too!
And the kid gets up on stage and plays his song, She Done Squashed My Heart.
She done squashed my heart into a million bits.
I still get goosebumps when I hear that song.
It does strike a chord. And in those days, we were in the middle of the Reagan years.
Don't remind me.
The Cold War, nukes, AIDS, apartheid in South Africa. She done squashed my heart, spoke to our heartbreak and our hopes.
I was just a kid, but I remember when it topped the charts. Oprah McGee, Tucson's own, was invited to perform it at the Live Aid concert.
He shared the stage at Wembley Stadium in London with Paul McCartney.
Sir Paul.
And about 3 months after the concert, McGee disappears. No one ever sees him or hears from him again.
Remember that episode of Unsolved Mysteries on Oprah McGee? That was around 1997. So he's really not playing the folk festival tonight?
Sorry, I'm afraid not. But John McCutcheon is playing at the Art Museum patio stage at 6:30.
McCutcheon's okay, but he's no Oprah McGee.
In the whole universe, this is the largest free folk fest.
Righto.
There is no decent tea to be found.
Bloody hell, what is that?
It's called a Sonoran not dog. It's vegan.
Oh, good God, that's terrible. Well, never mind. We have a few minutes until the show starts. Let's go round the song again. And from here on, we stay in character. American accents.
Got it. I've practiced so many times, I could sing it in my sleep.
Squash my heart into a million bits, but I still love her dearly, and I will never call it quits. Oh, hope, it springs eternal, at least that's what they say. So I will hope for love again until my dying day. Into a million bits, into a million bits.
It's good, but you've got to nail that high note. Day.
So C, F, G, F. Grandpa, when I was out buying lunch, I heard that Okra McGee is going to show up at the folk festival. Could someone have recognized you?
I'm the one who started that rumor. What do I always say?
The best place to hide is in plain sight.
That's right, Callie, my girl. This is the perfect place for Okra McGee to reappear, should we need him. Do you get my drift, Cauliflower?
Grandfather, please don't call me Cauliflower. How could my mother have named me after a cruciferous vegetable?
Much to my regret, I never met my daughter, your mother. But I think she must have inherited her mother's sense of humor.
I don't remember my mother, or my grandmother, or my great-aunt. I was just a baby when they were all killed in the accident.
Cherry was the love of my life, my high school sweetheart.
You never want to tell me the whole story. I know you wrote a song about my grandma, but why did she dump you?
For years, I blamed her sister. She was always telling Cherry I was a loser. It wasn't until much later I figured out the real reason. When your grandmother found out she was pregnant, she broke up with me because she didn't think I would be a good father to our child.
Well, she was dead wrong about that. You've done a great job raising me.
Here I am again, putting you in danger.
A little danger teaches a girl how to take care of herself.
I taught you how to steal.
You taught me how to avoid getting caught. You know, Grandpa, a lot of girls struggle with low self-esteem, but not me. I know I'm good at what I do. But tell me the rest of the story.
After Cherry broke it off, I cried for a week. And then I decided to win her back. I heard about a folk music festival that was starting up in Tucson, and there was a songwriting contest with a $500 prize. My plan was to win the contest so I could buy Cherry a diamond ring and propose, so I wrote my song.
You won the contest, signed with an agent, and left Tucson the next day to record She Done Squash My Heart in Nashville. You never came back to propose?
I meant to, but things happened so fast. I was a young idiot who suddenly had too much money, and I went a little crazy. In a few short months, I ended up owing some bad people a lot of money. They told me I could pay it off if I carried something for them to London.
Smuggling.
I didn't know what I was carrying, but they told me the time and place to pass the package on to their contact, and they gave me a fake passport.
You got caught.
I got set up. They used me to take the fall for the murder of a museum guard in Budapest. I was too ashamed to tell anyone who I really was. I went to prison as Bernard Carlyle, sentenced to 25 for murder. My cellmate in prison was a real art thief. He taught me the business.
And then you taught me.
You do have a knack for it. When I got out on parole in 2005, the first thing I did was look up your grandmother. There was this new thing they called the internet and the Google.
Grandpa, you're like a dinosaur.
So that's how I found your grandmother's obituary. It mentioned a daughter who was also killed in the accident. Her name was Hollyhock.
That's a plant in the okra family.
I know. That's how I knew she was mine. I was shocked to learn I was a father, and at the very end of the article, it said that Cherry was survived by a grandchild.
So you came and got me.
Your great aunt was in a coma after the accident. The doctors didn't expect her to pull through, and you had no one else.
So you stole me out of the hospital and took me back to England.
And what else did I steal that night?
Alright, you stole all the files on me.
Because?
Because a good thief steals valuable things, but a great thief makes sure the mark never even knows they're missing something valuable.
And you are the greatest treasure I've ever stolen, Cauliflower.
I really hate that stupid bloody name.
Hey, you with the clipboard. Have you seen Judith?
She's not herself right now. What do you need?
I need Judith.
I have the clipboard for now. I'm in charge of the festival. What is it?
The police want to talk to Judith.
But it was an accident. She didn't actually smoke it herself.
Huh?
Wait, what do the police want?
Here comes Detective Rodriguez. She can tell you herself. I've got to get back.
Are you Judith, the folk festival director?
Sort of. I mean, I'm Randy, but I have the clipboard.
Okay, that works. I wanted to alert you that TPD is looking for this man.
Is he dangerous?
He did time in England for murder.
Oh, and you think he's here at the Tucson Folk Festival? We have security volunteers, but they're just trained to keep people calm in soothing words.
Hey, don't worry. TPD has undercover police spread out all around the festival. I'll be stationed in the museum lobby. I'm texting you this picture so you can send it to all your volunteers. Now, they need to notify me immediately if they see him.
Look, I have to run, but I promise to let you know if I see the man you're looking for.
I forgot how hot Tucson is. Good that we scouted the museum area. The crowd is even bigger than I hoped.
The string being orchestra wasn't bad.
Let's run the plan one more time.
We break into the Tucson Art Museum and steal a priceless painting.
Bloody hell, Callie, have you gone mad?
Sorry, Grandpa, but there's no one around this underground car park.
What did I tell you in Madrid when we stole the Degas from the Prado?
A professional is always cautious.
And what did we discuss when we stole King Tut's golden scepter from the private collection in Cairo?
A professional always assumes others are listening. But are you quite sure this job is worth the risk? Not much here to steal, is there?
What's the first rule of the successful art thief?
Steal things that the owners don't think are valuable and no one will care that they've been stolen.
Precisely. And it just so happens that the Tucson Art Museum has just been bequeathed what it thinks is a painting of little value. An unsigned Giacometti.
Alberto Giacometti? The experimentalist? His pointing man sculpture sold for $126 million back in 2015.
I'm pleased to see you've been keeping up with your homework.
But it's unsigned, so it's not going to be worth much at all.
But this one is signed.
How do you know?
Remember that forger chap, Coventry? We shared a bottle of brandy one evening, and he bragged about the time he was hired to authenticate a painting for a buyer. He was left alone with the canvas, and he had time to cover up the signature to make it, shall we say, more available for reacquisition after the buyer turned it down. Coventry is unfortunately detained in prison and won't be getting out for 10 to 20, so it's fair game for us. And it's not even stored in a vault here at the Tucson Museum of Art. It's just arrived. It's in the archivist room, secured by a measly combination lock.
That will fetch us $100 million at least.
Very good, Callie. A successful art thief knows her market. 10 minutes to showtime. Let's run through it once more.
Got it. My name is Caliente. I'm a freshman at Murano High School. I'm a huge John McCutcheon fan. I'm hoping he'll autograph my guitar, so I wait by the stage. Before he gets introduced, I jump on the stage and start singing Cheat and Squash My Heart.
The security people will think it's adorable. The crowd will be charmed.
At the end of verse one, I double over with severe stomach cramps and stumble off stage right. I convince the security guard I'm about to be sick from a bad tofu hot dog.
Good detail.
The porta potties to the west of the museum doors will all be occupied. The ladies' room in the lobby will be closed for a plumbing issue.
I have that covered.
The guard will have to open the museum gift shop and let me use the staff bathroom in the back. The gift shop only locks from the outside, so he will stay in front to keep people out while I pretend to be sick in the loo.
Don't say loo. Remember to call it a bathroom. And you left out the guitar.
Right. Guitar's with me the whole time. Once in the bathroom, I crawl into the air duct in the ceiling and head west 50 feet to the third junction, then south 10 feet. That puts me above the director's office. I'll text the signal and set my timer 10 seconds. I'm in.
You have 40 seconds before the alarm resets.
22 seconds to upload the virus onto the server through the desktop computer, and I'm back in the air ducts.
Shoes?
Left in the bathroom, so no noise in the air ducts.
The virus will interrupt the back door alarm for 3 minutes. I'll enter through the service door in the back wearing this janitor's uniform.
Very authentic.
It is. I stole it from the janitor's locker this morning.
Nice. Then I crawl back to the third junction and remove the air vent cover. 36 seconds.
I'll be waiting with the painting.
Gloves.
Cheeky. I always wear gloves. You'll crawl back to the bathroom, stash the Giacometti in the back panel of the guitar, talk your way out with the guard, and meet back here. It's time.
Be careful, Grandpa.
Luck, my girl.
You're listening to Tales of Tucson on KXCI 91.3 FM. Tales of Tucson is co-written and co-produced by Laura Markowitz and John Vornholt. The characters are played by Tucson actors. And now we return to our episode, The Mysterious Disappearance of Tucson Folk Music Legend, Okra McGee.
Where are you, Carlisle? And why are you in Tucson? What are you after? Hey! Slow down and watch where you're going.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to hit you with my guitar case. John McCutcheon is about to go on, and I want him to sign my guitar.
Wait, hang on a second. You look so familiar. Have we met?
I don't think so.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm not really supposed to talk to strangers, no offense.
I swear. That girl's a spitting image of my niece, Hollyhock. Oh, I feel like a ghost just walked over someone's grave.
Ah, damn it, the bathrooms are closed in here.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hang on, there's a bathroom in the gift shop. I've got the key here.
Oh.
We're almost there.
Ah.
Detective, find your man yet?
Not yet. What's going on with her?
Oh, lobby bathrooms are out and the kid ate a bad tofu hot dog.
Yeah, I don't really see the point of those.
The vegan kielbasa is pretty good, though, actually.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Callie, all good?
Got it, Gramps. A lot easier than crawling through the ancient sewers of Rome to steal the Picasso from the Vatican.
Hello?
Go! I'll come get you!
Are you all right in there?
Oh, yeah, I'm better. I'll be right out. Oh, I feel so much better now. Oh, hi. You're the lady I hit with my guitar case. Sorry again.
I'm Detective Rodriguez.
Detective?
I think you should tell me your name now.
Caliente.
Callie?
Am I in trouble?
Are you? Callie, why do I feel like I know you?
Why do I feel like I know you?
Is my granddaughter here? I heard she was sick.
I know that voice.
Caliente, honey, are you okay?
But it couldn't be. After all these years, Okra McGee.
Angela, oh my God, you were in a coma. They said you had less than 5% chance to survive.
I woke up 6 months after the accident. My sister and my niece were dead and no one knew what happened to the baby. It was you. You came back for Callie.
I know what you think of me, but I had to. They said you were going to die and the child had no one else.
You're my great aunt?
Angie, I'm so sorry. If I had known you were still alive, I never would have taken her from you.
No, Okra, no. I'm the one who's sorry. The accident was all my fault. I wasn't paying attention when the drunk driver swerved into our lane. I woke up and everyone was gone. I thought God was punishing me for convincing Cherry to leave you. The minute I heard your song, I knew you truly did love my sister. I was sure you'd come back. And then I was gonna tell her I was wrong and she should be with you, but you didn't come back.
I wanted to. I miss Cherry every single day. I still do.
So do I. And I've been wanting to say this for 30 years, Okra McGee. Cherry didn't squash your heart. I did.
Angie, it's okay. It's okay now. Water under the bridge.
I just can't believe you're here. After, well, I had nothing left to live for except to find little Callie. I became a cop and worked my way up to detective.
A detective? Wow, did you hear that, Callie?
Calabasitas Cherry McGee. Oh, I can't believe I found you after all these years.
I can't believe that's my name. I always thought I was cauliflower.
Oh, Lord, no. Who would name an infant after a cruciferous vegetable?
Angie, dear, can we take this conversation to a place where they serve beer? I could really use a cold one right now. Oh, you know, the shock of it all.
Well, I'm supposed to be looking for an art thief, but frankly, right now, I don't really care.
That's the spirit.
Coming back to my house in the foothills. Oh, Okra, it's really your house. All the royalties from your song have been coming to me since Cherry and Hollyhock died and little Callie disappeared. I'll find a way to pay you back every cent of it.
Forget about it, sister.
You are being so kind to me after how I treated you.
We're all Callie has left. We should be a family. But look, she's so pale. Sweetie, let me take that guitar for you.
Okra McGee, I was wrong about you. I swear I'll never think badly of you again.
I believe you, but let's leave. Now.
Randy!
Oh, Judith, there you are. Oh, wow. Look, Randy, do you see that man?
The one carrying the guitar?
I swear that's Okra McGee.
Judith, not you too. Okra McGee sightings are a fun part of the Tucson Folk Festival, but I think I'll hang on to the clipboard for a little longer, okay?
She Done Squashed My Heart is a very contemporary sounding melody, actually. Okra McGee was ahead of his time.
She done squashed my heart into a million bits. I still love her dearly, and I will never call it quits. Oh, hope it springs eternal. At least that's what they say. So I will hope for love again until my dying day. Until my dying day. She done squashed my heart into a million bits, into a million bits.
You've been listening to Tales of Tucson, original radio dramas inspired by the legends, histories, and mysteries of the Sonoran Southwest. The mysterious disappearance of Tucson folk music legend Okra McGee featured the voices of Torine Wolf-Kaiser, John H. Love, Ella Bracale, Bree Boyd, Megan Jones, Tony Ekstat, Robin Carson, John Vornholt, Kelly Frink, Cindy Reardon, Jerry Young, and Linza Bethia. Thanks also to real Tucson folk music legend Mitzi Cowell, who played along on this episode. Tales of Tucson is co-written and co-produced by Laura Markowitz and John Vornholt. To hear more Tales of Tucson, visit kxci.org. Thanks for listening.